Revelation 5.
Revelation 5 verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals.
John saw in the right hand of God. The right hand refers to the highest honor and power. A book written within and on the backside. This scroll contains the redemption plan of God, hidden from all. What John was able to see on the sealed scroll was writing on the inside and outside. These contained the afflictions, chastisements, and punishments from God, but he was unable to see the purpose behind it as the scroll was not opened. When the seventh seal was opened, then the plan of God was revealed, and John shared this with us in the book of Revelation. Sealed. This Greek word sealed is used only once in the New Testament and twice in the OT. It means totally covered, unable to see it or know what it is about. This is sealed from all, those who are void of understanding of the knowledge of God, as no one understands and truly seeks after God except Yeshua. With seven seals. The seven seals are the seven stages until completion. The seals do not release the plan of God, as the plan is already in effect. The seals are open to reveal the plan of God to mankind. The prophet Daniel saw only a glimpse of the plan of God, but the entire plan was revealed by the Lamb of God to all who believe on him.
Revelation 5 verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book, and to loose the seals thereof?"
John saw an angel as strong, probably because he was vigilant, boisterous in behavior, as the same Greek word for strong is used in other places. Who is worthy to open the book, and to loose the seals thereof. The scroll is sealed so that no one can know or look upon it. Those who are worthy will understand of the knowledge of God, they will be able to open the scroll and loosen the seals.
Revelation 5 verse 3. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon.
Better translation from the Greek would be no one instead of no man. This includes no angel. No one was able to open the scroll or look thereon because no one was worthy, as no one understands and truly seeks after God except Yeshua.
Revelation 5 verse 4. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon.
John wept much. This Greek word wept is an audible sound with a heavy heaving cry. Because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. John was waiting in anticipation, as it seems a search was done in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. When none was found, John wept much. John wept because no one, including angels, were able to open and read the scroll, neither look on it.
Revelation 5 verse 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof."
One of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not, behold." One of the 24 elders spoke to John. This Greek word weep is an audible sound with heavy a heaving cry. The elder was telling John to stop weeping and look. Lion of the tribe of Judah. The elder points out to John that the fulfillment of the promise made to Judah has been fulfilled. Jacob declared that Judah is a lion's cub, therefore his offspring are lions. Side note, then continued with the blessing that the rod shall not depart from him, nor a lawgiver from between his feet. The rod is used for getting sheep in order when they deviate, for correction. Moses was from the tribe of Levi, but the lawgiver would come through Judah. Yeshua came through the tribe of Judah, he is the lawgiver and the judge. The root of David. The elder highlights to John the fulfillment of the promise that YHWH made to the root of David. Yeshua is the root and offspring of David. Yeshua in the flesh did come through the seed of Jesse and specifically through David, but Yeshua is the root of David. The root means he was before David and the reason for David's existence. Side note, Yeshua is also known as the righteous branch from David, who would cause Israel to dwell in safety as he would subdue his enemies. Hath prevailed. The Greek word prevailed is also the same word for overcame, for Yeshua overcame Satan and the world. He did not deviate and became obedient even unto death of the cross. To open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof. Yeshua had the right to open the scroll and to loose the seven seals. Yeshua is not about to release the plan of God, as the plan is already in effect. He is about to reveal the plan to mankind. The prophet Daniel saw only a glimpse of the plan of God, but the entire plan was revealed by the Lamb of God to all who believe on Him. The seven seals are the seven stages until completion.
Revelation 5 verse 6. And I beheld, and, lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood the Lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
It was as if John did not notice the Lamb, as the elder had to point the Lamb out to John. The Lamb was not on the throne, but in the midst of the throne, where the four beasts and the 24 elders are. The Lamb of God is humble and does not exalt himself. Stood a Lamb as it had been slain. The Lamb of God who was slain is Yeshua. For through him all things were created, seeing they chose to defect he was sacrificed to take the consequences for the rebellion, John 3 verse 14, in order to reconcile all things unto God through him. Side note, no one was found in heaven, on earth, or under the earth who was worthy except Yeshua. Yeshua is the only one who had authority in heaven as the Son of God and on earth as the Son of Man, and who went into the heart of the earth to conquer death and take the keys of death and Hades from Satan. Therefore, he received all authority in heaven and earth and is worthy to open the seals. Thus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. In the book of Revelation, Holy Spirit is known as the seven spirits, seven lamps of fire before the throne, seven horns, and seven eyes. In the book of Zechariah, Holy Spirit is also known as the seven eyes upon the stone being Yeshua and eyes of YHWH seeking to help those who seek God. Another translation for the word spirits is breaths. Holy Spirit is not seven beings but seven breaths, meaning having seven assignments. Just like John the Baptizer wasn't Elijah but came in the spirit of Elijah, meaning he came in the assignment, breath of Elijah. Therefore the seven spirits are the seven assignments of Holy Spirit. Side note, Holy Spirit's assignment is established on the Messiah, Yeshua. Holy Spirit's seven assignment could be, 1, convicting the world of sin. The sin that he convicts them of is them rejecting God's Son, Yeshua, 2, establishing righteousness through faith in Yeshua, 3, bringing judgment on the kingdom of darkness, 4, conforming believers into the image of his Son and bearing witness to believers that they are children of God, 5, helping believers in their weakness, including their communication with God, 6, empowering believers to witness Yeshua to others, 7, helping believers live holy lives pleasing unto God.
Revelation 5 verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
He came and took the book. The Lamb came and took the scroll. A picture of God giving the nations to Yeshua as an inheritance. Out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Heavenly Father who sat upon the throne. Yeshua took it out of God's right hand. The right hand refers to the highest honor and power given to the Lamb. This resulted in the four beasts and 24 elders falling down before the Lamb and worshipping him.
Revelation 5 verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints.
When Yeshua had taken the scroll out of God's right hand, four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, similar to those who fell down to worship Yeshua when he was on earth. Having every one of them harps, and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. The beasts and the elders each have harps and golden bowls. The harps are used to praise God. The Greek word for saints can also be translated holies and means those who are separate from the world and consecrated to worship, serve God. Yeshua made those who come to him saints and resurrected those saints who had died before his resurrection. Therefore, saints were not only in the new covenant but also those prior to Yeshua, who believed in the coming Messiah. He empowers them through Holy Spirit to be set apart. Here the odors are specifically the prayers of the saints. Side note, later these golden bowls are possibly poured out on the altar of incense, as this is the purpose of the altar of incense to be used for prayer. This outpouring of the prayers of the saints initiates the release of the seven trumpets. After the seven trumpets, seven golden bowls are filled with the wrath of God to be poured out on the earth. The vengeance of God on those who hate him. Side note 2, odors also referred to as incense that is used when praying to God under the Old Covenant. Burning of specific incense with prayers was shown to Moses. God gives a warning that no one except the seed of Aaron can make the incense, nor can any attempt to make the composition to smell it, nor put it on flesh. If they do, they will be cut off from his people. This excludes those assigned to who make it in heaven. Side note 3, saints are to live in the mercies of God, present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, and they are not conformed to this world but renew their mind and prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. They use scripture to help govern decisions. Saints understand the mysteries of God and have the fivefold ministry to help perfect them. They seek counsel from saints, have other saints help them with earthly provisions, and one day they will judge the world and angels.
Revelation 5 verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation.
The four beasts and 24 elders sang a new song. New song is a song denoting gratefulness for deliverance and reconciliation to God. Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. They who are in position to know are fully persuaded that the Lamb of God is worthy to take and open the scroll. The Lamb of God who was slain redeemed us to God with his blood. The Lamb is Yeshua. The four beasts and the 24 elders together with the saints whose prayers they are holding say, has redeemed us to God by your blood. Many have changed the words in the translation to match their doctrine bias, for example us to them and we to they. For they are unable to comprehend or reconcile how Yeshua redeemed those four beasts who stand before God with his blood. They fail to understand that the four beasts were also created through Yeshua and for him. That through Yeshua's blood he reconciled all to God, both those things on earth and that which is in heaven. Therefore every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bow and tongue confess Yeshua the Messiah is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation. Races, kindreds, or tribes are those who are denoted with unique physical genetic attributes. Tongues are those who speak a different language or dialect. People are those who are recognizable by John, probably Israelites. Nations are those who are denoted by national boundaries, customs, and laws.
Revelation 5 verse 10. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
Kings are those who are made kings by Yeshua to lead people to help others. Priests are those who lead people to connect with God. Yeshua has made the four beasts and the 24 elders together with the saints whose prayers they are holding, kings and priests unto God. Mankind was given dominion over the earth to reign as God had intended. This is what all of creation have been waiting for. For example, he who is righteous regards the life of his animal and does not abuse them. We shall reign on the earth. The start of this reign will take place on the earth during the millennium reign of Christ and thereafter into eternity.
Revelation 5 verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands.
John saw and heard the voice of many angels around about the throne, the four beasts and the 24 elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. The number of them were a myriads of myriads and chiliads of chiliads. This literally means a 101 million and denotes an innumerable amount.
Revelation 5 verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing.
Saying with a loud voice. The 101 million angels saying with a loud voice. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Even though Yeshua is worthy because of who he is. He is God, he is the Word of God, he is the Son of God and the Son of Man, yet this worthiness is specifically related to what he did. Lamb that was slain. He humbled himself to die on a cross for others to receive life. Therefore, he is worthy to receive authority in heaven and on earth. Power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. The Lamb is worthy to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, might, effort and force, honor, glory and blessing.
Revelation 5 verse 13. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
John heard not only the four beasts and 24 elders, the 101 million angels, but every creature in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth and the sea. Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power. They praise God and the Lamb, saying, Blessing, honor, glory and power. Power that produces after itself, miraculous power. Unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Heavenly Father who sits upon the throne and the Lamb is Yeshua who was slain. Forever and ever. This favor is given forever and ever. The literal Greek term forever and ever is directly translated into the ages of the ages and means perpetuation of forever. Most times in Scripture it refers to God, who lives forever and ever.
Revelation 5 verse 14. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
The four beasts conclude the message of all creatures with Amen. Amen means verily, of certainty, guaranteed. 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Again the 24 elders fall down and worship him who is on the throne, God the Father who lives forever and ever. The literal Greek term forever and ever is directly translated into the ages of the ages and means perpetuation of forever. Most times in Scripture it refers to God, who lives forever and ever. Side note, however, few times this perpetuation of forever refers to the smoke of torment of those who take the mark of the beast and the destruction of Babylon. Also where the devil, beast and false prophet will be tormented forever and ever.
Don't forget to subscribe.